Project Fear 2.0, The Brexit Betrayal, by James Dalton. The charade of representative government. The lie of an independent media. The disgrace of a corrupted academia. Project Fear 2.0 has started and been ramped up. The globalists have been triggered as they lose control of the political narrative and attempt to demonize those who see a future without Bilderberg, without globalist thieves pulling the political strings. Those in Italy, Austria, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia and Sweden who see the destructive authoritarian nature of the EU and who say no more. The rise in populism around Europe or those who respect independent democratic nation-states is becoming overwhelming for the authoritarian EU flunkies. Politics, media, academia, banks, corporates, TV, radio, newspapers, money, the keys to power. That power has corrupted governance to the core in the UK and representative democracy is dead. Project Fear has been ramped up. Another almighty propaganda push. Through bought and paid for politicians, media talking heads and academics. It's even pushed into the schools through the nefarious tentacles of common purpose, that cultural poison within our institutions. So the Bilderberg meeting 2018 took place in Italy, no expense spared. From 7th to 10th of June and decisions about our future were made by those who know better. Know better how to line their pockets with ill-gotten gains. Immediately afterwards the G7 summit in Canada took place. Trump spoiled the party and the decisions made in Italy were met head-on by the President of the USA. Nevertheless, the propaganda war has been ramped up and Project Fear 2.0 is the name of the game. Northern Ireland border fear. Galileo project, fear. European travel, fear. Business impact, fear. Trade, fear. Evidently air travel will cease, according to Andrew Adonis, politics, who, whilst in receipt of the taxpayers' coin, openly works with EU bureaucrats and politicians to impede the complete independence of the UK from the EU and any foreign jurisdiction. His regular appearances in the media, newspapers/radio/TV, despite not having been elected by anyone, are no accident. He works for others, against the people. How is this not treason? One attendee of Bilderberg this year was one George Osborne, ardent Remainer and Europhile, former MP and Chancellor of the Exchequer, politician, and now editor at the Evening Standard, newspaper/online. Oxford graduate. A dealer. Do you see how it works? Osborne oversaw a doubling of the UK's national debt during his tenure in No. 11 Downing Street. Another attendee was Amber Rudd, ardent Remainer and Europhile, former MP and Home Secretary, politician, former employee of JP Morgan, banks. Ms. Rudd has many fingers in many pies. Bolinian quantities and then some, but more on Ms. Rudd and her dealings, corporates, over the coming months. Do you see how it works? Another attendee was Zanny Minton-Beddoes, editor-in-chief at The Economist, media, regular expert on TV and Oxford graduate. Do you see how it works? And another attendee was Ngare Woods. If Carling made a common-purpose cultural Marxist clone, couldn't Ngare fit the bill? Founding Dean of the Blavatnik School of Government and Professor of Global Economic Governance at Oxford University. Do you see? Another attendee was, of course, Mark Carney, Governor of the Bank of England. Or Bank in England, as this root of the people's enslavement should more appropriately be entitled. Former Goldman Sachs employee. Carney has overseen a doubling of the national debt in his near 7-year tenure at the BOF. Banks, corporates, politics. Ardent Remainer and key voice behind Project Fear 1.0. Will we see more of him on there, media, over the coming weeks? We'll see how it works. Project Fear 2.0 is a media war, the brainwashing of the masses through snippets of misinformation uttered casually by talking heads on popular radio shows and news bulletins. On Saturday 16 June a fine example of this misinformation was slipped out, during the commentary to the Croatia vs Nigeria football match at the World Cup. What had happened in Russia? A taxi driver had driven his car and accelerated it directly towards pedestrians walking along a pavement. Footage shows the vehicle accelerating and steering towards the pedestrians. The snippet by Mark Pugach of ITV advised the listening masses of the police reports. The driver had lost control of the vehicle, accident. We can sleep easy then, because it isn't really another incident of jihad by vehicle. Project Fear 2.0, fear of anything, other than the fear of the increased criminality that comes part and parcel with uncontrolled mass immigration, as statistically proven. Project Fear 2.0, economics and Christine Lagarde, managing director and chair of the International Monetary Fund, banks, money, Bilderberg participant, sticky fingers, and convicted criminal, met Donald Trump in April. Fear. Fear of a trade war, tariffs and barriers. The Project Fear 2.0 Trumpophobia narrative following an irrelevant import tariff imposed on EU countries for certain metals was blown out of the water at the G7 summit. Trump speaks of nation-to-nation free trade deals, and the lies and treachery of the corrupted Europhilic leaders is exposed, yet again, but masked by the hash fake news bought and paid for media. The day that Christine Lagarde walked free from a court having been found guilty in her negligence case involving vast quantities of money was the 19th of December 2016. Fortunately for Ms. Lagarde, no one noticed. The newspapers, radio stations and TV talking heads were busily discussing the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Turkey, the massacre of people in the Berlin Christmas market by Ellery and St. Brendan Cox's opinions on the devil incarnate Nigel Farage, so Ms. Lagarde's conviction went under the radar. The figures involved make the great train robbery look like a corner shop hold-up. Hell of a day, the 19th of December 2016. Project Fear 2.0, the racism of the far right and the worrying rise of nationalism and populism. But now, these Bilderbergers, these owners of our futures, of politics, media, academia, banks, and corporates seek to portray the everyday real person, the patriot, me, you, everybody as far right. And did you notice that the Daily Mail acquired a new editor? A Remainer. Don't buy the corrupted rhetoric. Recognize the fake news for what it is. Project Fear 2.0 is a war for your mind. The corrupted, bought and paid for corporate media and politicos will try to make you fear that which you should not and remain blind to that which you should fear. The Brexit betrayal continues. Never let up, patriots and liberty lovers. Be ever vigilant, for Britons never, never, never shall be slaves. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy, dvparty.uk.